blast area around an atomic detonation. Asano Park in Hiroshima. Hello? Is anyone here? These ruins. Looks like a city. Maybe one of those villages I used to see in films of World War II. Hello?
Yes, yes, I heard you.
Where are you?
Just keep going.
Coming from over there. Hello?
Just keep going.
I can't see you.
Over here, turn left.
There's nothing there.
There you go, a little further there.
Oh, there you are.
Where did you think I was?
I couldn't see you in the shadows.
I know.
You look familiar.
I should.
Yes. You're the necromancer.
Among other things.
You terrified me.
You just don't understand me.
I know. Now what?
That's up to you.
Do I ask you questions?
If you want to.
It's so cold here.
That's the way you wanted it.
I'd like to be warm. Can we build a fire?
I doubt it. Everything that could be burned has been burned. There's nothing left up here.
Then I'm supposed to stay cold, huh?
Well, I do have a suggestion.
Yes?
You don't like me, do you?
Am I supposed to?
Perhaps like isn't the correct word.
What's your suggestion?
Well, there is another place we could walk.
A cozy little bar around the corner?
My headquarters.
How do we get there?
Nothing complicated. Just through this old bomb shelter door. Well?
Forgive me, but I'm a little leery of accepting an invitation from death.
Let me put it another way. I am going now. You have a choice of joining me or staying up here. You've made this place very cold, inhospitable.
Very dead.
Where I am is quite comfortable, warm and quiet. You can join me if you like.
I have to, don't I? I mean, I've come all this way. Those smells. Food. Roast beef. Vegetable.
I thought it wouldn't take you long to come to your senses.
You didn't really give me much choice.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
What?
Blame me. You set things up. You didn't give yourself much choice. Hungry?
Yes. It smells wonderful. What do you have?
Well, dead potatoes, dead wheat, dead beef, dead grapes.
Stop it.
You asked me.
It's the way you're doing it.
It's honest.
It's morbid.
Morbid can be honest.
But you didn't have to put that word in front of everything.
You mean dead?
Yes.
Look, if you expect me to tiptoe around your dainty sentiments, you've wasted your time. That's not why I'm here.
Why are you here? Why did I have to create you?
That's a little egotistical. No, it's very egotistical. You didn't create me.
If this whole place...
This whole place is an illusion. It's a lie. It's a reaction to your deficiencies to face the simple fact of death.
It's not so simple.
Yes, it is. Death is necessary to life. Without death, life cannot continue. They are two sides to the same coin.
I know that.
Perhaps you have deigned to accept it intellectually, but you haven't allowed yourself to take it in emotionally.
That's what I'm trying to do now.
Then think for a moment. Think of all the dead animals you've eaten and vegetables. Don't think turning into a vegetarian will make you more spiritually elevated. You just can't hear a carrot scream when you tear it from the ground and leave it to die in the supermarket.
Stop it.
How many fish have gasped in the air, wrenched from the water, for you to take along to school and work in little bags from slaughtered trees? How many children left unborn to brood hens as you enjoyed your morning eggs? Ambrose Geary, you tire me. You are so smug, so sure the cycle of life doesn't include you.
Please.
The truth, Ambrose, is that you are a dealer in death. You profit by the death of every rotting leaf that feeds the plants and animals you devour. You've caused more death in your lifetime than you ever dreamed. Now your time has come, and I really don't care how you feel. Poor little Ambrose, you're the only one who's ever had to die.
I know I'm not.
No, you don't. If you knew, you wouldn't be wasting your time with all of this.
I'm not wasting my
yes,
time.
Yes, you are. You've gone to all this trouble, the drugs, the deprivation tank, Wilbur and Calypso, all of the make-believe people you've met in here. Look, Ambrose.
What is it?
Your brain. Look around you. All around you. Through every window. Wriggling, living, gray, and slimy. That's where you are. If you look very closely, you can see the drug entering the tissue through the circulatory system.
My brain?
Yes. A leisurely masturbatory stroll through the cortex. An afternoon's entertainment. A diversion. And when you leave here, nothing will have changed.
I'll understand.
Do you understand yet?
No. But I'm not through.
Yes, you are. This is the end of the journey. Have all of your little fantasy doors in the anteroom left you with great wisdom? Do you hold the secrets of the ages after this little adventure?
No, but it's not over.
Yes, it is. It's all ended. This is the end of the journey. And look at you, no different than you were in the beginning. You have no more now than you had when you began. So what?
I have to digest it all.
Oh, really? Shall we look into the intestines? It's no more difficult than looking at your brain. Another whim, another phantasm to chase.
But I've learned from all this.
You've learned nothing. You've only reminded yourself of things you were too thick-headed to accept the first time around. There is absolutely nothing you had to learn that you didn't know before. Every word I say you've heard before. Every concept was given to you before. Every pain, every realization, every profound truth you've discovered has been with you all along.
So what do I get out of all this?
Only what you put in. And what is the sense of putting something in to get it back? You had it to begin with.
You're not making sense.
Look through the windows, Ambrose. Pressed against the glass, the cells are large enough to make out individually. Pulsing gray cells, flexing to touch one another. And in each cell, in every microscopic bit of protoplasm in the amalgamation you choose to call your body, from the skin of your scalp to the heavy pads of the soles of your feet, every single cell carries the clock that will cause you to age, grow, peak, decline, and die.
Why do I have to die?
Why do the animals that feed you have to die? Why do fish eat other fish? Why do leaves fall to rot under autumn rains and deep winter snow?
But I'm a human being. No one is going to eat me. My flesh will not feed the starving millions. My body will be burned or buried and will provide nothing to help the soil feed future seedlings. Why me? Why do I have to die?
To clear the way, Hamster Yo. Make way for the new people. Children, young men and women in school who will take your place. Prosper, make their mark, peak, decline, and die to make way for those who come beyond them.
But it's so unfair. It's not like I've lived a full life, left children. I'm being killed from within. My own body has turned traitor. It's so unfair.
What do I care about fair? You really think you are so important that some cosmic death force singled you out? Some celestial villain twirled his mustache and decided Ambrose Gary must die? And no one else.
I know it's not like that. I just don't understand.
Whoever said you were supposed to understand everything?
You don't understand.
If I'm part of you, that would seem to make sense.
I've tried to be a good person. I know now I've hurt people, but I always tried.
How sweet.
I've done my best.
How heroic.
I've lived as good a life as I could, and I don't want to die.
I don't care. I really don't care.
I don't want to die.
You aren't being asked.
It's not fair.
That's not my problem.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not supposed to.
I'm afraid of it. Stopping. Ceasing to exist. Limbo.
Haven't you learned to put your faith in some loving afterlife or reincarnation or judgment?
No, I've tried. I just can't accept that. There's no way to know.
That's right.
I'm afraid, and you're doing this to me. Why?
Stop whining. I'm not doing anything to you. If you want to see the enemy, look beyond these windows. Your brain is your only enemy. It creates confusion, permits fear, feeds delusion, builds up your irrational terror.
It's not irrational. It's perfectly rational.
That's your problem. Death is not rational. You can't fight it with wisdom or knowledge.
Then how do you fight death?
By surrendering to it. Completely.
You're mad.
Ambrose, that isn't a very sane thing to do. Accuse part of yourself in the middle of a hallucination of being insane. What does that make you?
Frightened? Confused?
Yes, I believe that.
Would you please close the shutters?
Don't you like looking at your own brain?
No.
Very well. Was there something else?
No. I've lost all the hope. It's gone.
Don't look at it like that.
I'm going to die. I'm really going to die.
Did you think that coming in here would change that?
Yes, I thought. I hope. I failed. I go back to the same thing I came in here to find answers to. I'm going to die. And it's going to make no sense.
It never does.
I had a hero once. But he was killed.
Would you have felt better if he had died as an old man?
Probably.
But he would still be dead.
Yes.
Can you really think it's easier to die if you're older?
No.
It doesn't matter what age you are. It will always be unfair. It will always be a waste. And will always be a terrifying experience.
Yes.
All you can do is accept it.
No, not accept. Fight. Hang on to every shred of life. Fight you to the very end.
I always win.
But if you fight,
you will be remembered for having fought, but it will not change the outcome.
It's not fair.
You said that before.
Well, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
I don't want to die.
Too bad.
You're not so terrible.
I never was.
You even make sense. In a horrific sort of way.
Just doing my job.
There's no way not to die.
Oh, science may come up with a way to delay death, but in the end, I'll get everyone and everything, even stars and planets, die.
Yes.
Things change. Mountains are worn away. Oceans change their beds. Islands are born. Rivers die away. And mankind is just a momentary infection on the surface of the planet.
We're here long enough to feel our lives are a long time.
The twinkling of an eye. It doesn't matter.
It matters if you make it matter.
Some insects live only a few days, but they feed, mate, have offspring, and die. To them, it's a lifetime. It is a lifetime.
Yes, that may be.
It matters to you because you allow it to matter to you.
Shouldn't it matter?
That isn't the question.
What is?
It's how you live your life.
Go on.
That's it. It is living. Dying is inevitable. It is a question of being alive. How you live your life. Are you a burden on the people around you? Financially, emotionally, morally? Spiritually?
I've tried not to be.
Yes, the magic word, try. All you can do is try. If you are very lucky, you will succeed.
Yes.
Memento mori. Remember, you must die.
Yes, I know that. I've always known that.
In your head. Yes, learning is part of trying. Don't deny death. I'm just a working guy doing my job. I'm a universal janitor. Get the old dead wood out of the way for the new crop, then mow them down for the next.
Sounds so brutal.
It is. Are you doing a little better now?
I don't know. I think so.
That's a start.
What do I do now?
The only thing you can do. Accept me. Stop fighting me.
No, I'll always fight you.
All right, but you'll still have to accept me.
I don't know if I can.
You've accepted everything else. Everyone you've met in here. There is no one left. Only me. If you deny me now, this will all be in vain.
I don't know if I can accept death as part of myself.
It is your own body that's killing you. You carry the seeds of your own...
I know, but I can't. I can't accept death as part of me. Death is an outside force.
No.
All right, it isn't. But still...
All you can do is try.
The terror, the fear... I'm losing it.
It's not something you should hang on to.
It almost feels like a loss. I've had it with me for so long.
You needed it. We all need fear to help us deal with some things, but as you learn, you can't cling to ignorance.
And fear is ignorance.
Or knowledge with no heart.
You're not evil.
No, just a reality you never learned to face.
And I'm no different from anyone, anything else.
I wouldn't take it that far. You are different in many ways, but not about dying. You die. Everything dies eventually.
What happens to me after I die?
I can't tell you anything you don't already know. You have no way of getting an answer to that.
Oblivion?
You don't know. It may not be.
But my death, it feels so strange to hear myself say that. My death. What do I do now?
Relax. Stop denying. Accept what is real and let the delusions go.
You are the last.
The last?
The last one I have to accept.
It will not be like the others. Wilbur, Calypso, the other Ambroses, the fantasies.
Yes, death is unique. The snake from the swamp told me that when I first began.
I must compliment you on something.
What?
Through all this, you worked to keep yourself honest. You never let any part of you lie to yourself for very long.
I wasn't aware of doing that.
Even better. If you were aware, it probably wouldn't have worked.
This isn't like anything I've done before. I don't think I know how to lie to myself in here.
You could. Anyone can. We all know how to make ourselves feel better at the expense of the truth.
Funny. I've always found lying to be so simple.
You've done it all your life, but you had to be taught.
Taught?
The first time you answered the phone and were told, tell them I'm not home.
No, that was because they were busy.
It was a lie.
Mom and Dad didn't lie.
They meant no harm, but it was a start.
The death of innocence.
I wouldn't go quite that far. Just a start. Good intentions and all that.
Seems like a poor way to end all this, realizing that my parents taught me to lie.
You should thank them. Without that ability, you would never have had the ability to create any of this. Creativity is a socially acceptable form of lying.
Even if you tell the truth in the middle of the lie?
Now you want to talk about critical evaluation. No, you can't drag this out any longer. You're at the end. Be done with it. Give it all up.
You sound like a Zen Roshi.
You're stalling.
No, I just wanted to say...
You're stalling.
Yes.
Come on.
What do I do?
Accept me. You will die, Ambrose, without the disease, without the betrayal of the body, you would still die. It comes with the birth certificate, factory guarantee. You will die as sure as you were born.
I can't. Everything I've ever felt, ever learned, ever believed, it all demands that I not give in to you.
Do not go gentle. Ambrose, you've done your part. You have not gone gentle. You've fought it tooth and nail right to the end.
The end? You mean I may have already died?
No, nothing quite that dramatic. You've simply given up life. It's not the same thing at all.
I don't understand.
Instead of getting on with the life you still have, you've pulled your head into your shell like a turtle. You've retreated into a drug-induced fantasy in a deprivation tank and given up living your life. It's not the same as dying, but it is certainly not living.
Well, what do you think I should do? Celebrate? Take up skydiving? Stock car racing?
If that's what you want, I suggest you just live. Find out what that means. Physically, there are some things you will not be able to do because of the illness, but you can talk. Your friends might actually appreciate having you around while you're still able. It might help them get over their own fears. But that's really up to them.
Sort of be death's goodwill ambassador?
Life's your own goodwill ambassador.
People feel uncomfortable around me.
You were uncomfortable. They mirror that and read their own fears into your reactions. You don't really want a tombstone that reads, "Morbid to the end, Ambrose Geary."
What would you suggest?
Wouldn't it be nice to have something like, "Ambrose Geary, we miss you"?
It won't matter to me. I'll be dead, remember?
But you'll know it while you're alive. No, you meant something, that you were loved, people cared, before it becomes past tense.
I don't know that I can do what you've asked. I've made it hard for people. I keep talking about dying.
People don't know how to talk about death. They talk about life, their life. They can't talk to you about what they don't know about.
Some have tried. I wouldn't listen. I couldn't.
Everyone faces death in their own way. Some can take help from the outside. Others must find their own way. Some never find a way at all.
I thought I was one of those.
You're not. No one is unless they allow themselves to be. Unless they close themselves off.
Yes. I will die. There's nothing I can do about that.
Yes, that is what I have waited for you to say.
So now what happens?
That is up to you.
Wait, I'm not ready.
You are never ready, but you go on.
No, don't leave me. I'm not ready. Please. Everything's fading. There's nothing here. Don't leave me. No, I'm not ready. Come back.
Are you all right?
Bill, the light, it's too strong. Turn off the light.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yes. I'm back. I'm really back.
You want a hand getting out of there?
Yes. I feel like my whole body's gone asleep.
It has. Remember, you took that drug to make it all go numb.
Yes. It's hard to move.
You had me worried for a while there. You'd started screaming and hitting the sides of the box.
I was going through a lot.
I'm hip. I was afraid you'd hurt yourself.
I don't think I did. I wasn't even aware of doing it.
Was it worth it? Did you get out of it what you expected?
It's cold out here.
I'll get your robe. Did you get what you wanted?
I think so. How long was I in there?
I guess about 4 hours. 4 and a half.
Felt like months. I learned so much.
Here, do you want some coffee or something?
No, I won't need it. Just have to get my circulation going.
So how was it?
What do you mean?
Was it a good trip?
Trip? No, that sounds almost recreational. Tripping from one thing or another. Dabbling. I wasn't able to dabble. None of me had that luxury.
None of you? What went on in there?
I don't know if I'll be able to tell you about it.
Would you rather I mind my own business?
You just spent 5 hours worrying about me, watching over me. I think that makes this all your business.
If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to.
Thanks. You know, this will sound silly.
What?
Thank you.
For what?
For being my friend. Being there. putting up with me. I've been on a real downhill run the past few weeks.
I understand.
That's not it. Whether you understand it or not, you let me be depressing. You didn't demand I cheer up or not talk about things.
I don't know if I like being referred to in past tense.
It has to be past tense. You don't have to do that anymore.
What did you do in there?
Oh, no, I've been flat on my back for months.
Just a few hours.
To me, it was months. I've been sweating. I'm hungry. Give me 10 minutes. Let me get cleaned up, and we'll go have some pizza.
You seem really different. It must have been something.
It was. Give me 10 minutes, and I'll try to tell you about it. It may take a few weeks.
Well, I've got time.
Well, I don't. I've got a lot of living to do.
You have been listening to the concluding episode of J.S. Coleman's Chapel Perilous. Heard in tonight's cast were Jeff Miller as Ambrose, Barry Cooper as Death, and Thomas Boyle as Dave. Chapel Perilous was written by J.S. Coleman and directed by the author and Eugene Shaw. Throughout the series, you also heard the voices of Roberta Wilson, John Frederick Jones, Abby Prosser, Anne Ross, Michael Abrams, Robert Groban, Catherine Heinrich, Jack Barron, Ron Terbush, and Sheila Saccone. Sound effects were performed by Alan Linleo, Thomas Boyle, and Eugene Shaw. Chapel Perilous was recorded at Birken Sound Recording Labs in Glendale and produced by J.S. Coleman, Eugene Shaw, and Christy Simmons. Post-production assistance in the studios of KPFK Los Angeles by Terry Guy. Series music by John J. Adams. The Dreamsmith theme is by Kenny Ryman. Tune in next week for another tale from the Dreamsmith. If you are interested in obtaining information on this program and others in the series, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Transformation Theater, Box 12631, Berkeley, California, 94701. Until next time, this is the Dreamsmith wishing you sweet dreams. Copyright 1990, all rights reserved.
You have been listening to Chapel Perilous. You heard Jeff Miller as Ambrose Geary, Roberta Wilson as Calypso, John Frederick Jones as Wilbur, and Barry Cooper as Death. Heard in various roles were Thomas Boyle, Christy Simmons, Michael Abrams, Robert Rogan, Jack Barron, Catherine Henrich, Sheila Saccone, Marianne Strasner, and Ron Terbush. Chapel Perilous was written by Joseph K. Adams, with direction by the author and Eugene Shaw. Production facilities were provided by Birken Sound Recording Labs in Glendale, California. Original music for Chapel Perilous was composed and recorded by Jack Adams. Special thanks to Bruce Easton, Roy Tuckman, KPFK, the American Radio Theater, Koala Studios, and the works of Robert Anton Wilson, John Lilly, Norman Spinrad, Alan Watts, and Tom Lopez. This series was produced for Radio 5 by Joseph K. Adams, Eugene Shaw, and Christy Simmons. Your announcer has been John Beckman. We would appreciate hearing what you thought of Chapel Perilous. Please address your letters to Chapel Perilous, care of this station.